Babel 21.
I came on my spaceship to save the Earth. I've been to the south and I've been to the north. Check me out, darling, when you hear me sing. I'm an ugly duckling, I'm a beauty king. I'm an alien Elvis, I bring love and joy. My dance might remind you of the disco boy. I'm young, I'm old, I've got a heart of gold. I'm an ultimate gift to the people of the world.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so erotic, cause I come from the planet Paprika.
El gusto hipermoderno. Babel 21.
Greetings from Planet Paprika. Brazil, Japan, Northern Pole, Balkan, Tel Aviv, Barcelona, Beirut, Tehran. This planet is a mess, we had to interfere. Now we are here, so have no fear. You had to be stopped, because enough is enough. While fighting for oil, you forgot about love. There's a war in the east, a war in the west. There's too much death and too little sex.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so erotic, cause I come from the planet Paprika.
A citizen of planet Paprika.
Greetings
from planet Paprika.
In the science of the mind, there is no forgiving. Paralyzed, I lay here sleeping, quiet as a little child. Heart starts beating, blood rushing, pounding, moving quiet as a little lamb. In the science of the mind, limbs are bound devoid of movement. The injuries we do in kind are visited upon us often. In the science of the mind, trying hard to move a shadow. Don't bury me, I'm still alive. The science of the mind unyielding.
Las obras clásicas siempre admiten nuevas lecturas. Al poema The Raven, El Cuervo, de Edgar Allan Poe, el rock le ha dado unas magníficas. Los poetas románticos fueron los que dieron curso al hábito de reflexionar sobre la creación poética, de hacer de la literatura un tema literario o de la poesía motivo de un poema. Edgar Allan Poe fue un poeta romántico, solitario y maldito. Vivió en el desasosiego, hizo de su vida un escándalo, frecuentó y sucumbió a los paraísos artificiales. Siempre estuvo acosado por la miseria y supo también que la sociedad en la que le tocó existir crecía como un monstruo insensible. En medio de todo ello, quiso que el signo de su vida fuera hasta el final el de la inteligencia. Y esta le exigió de manera constante un dominio consciente y minucioso de la composición, el conocimiento pleno de su lengua y de sus posibilidades estilísticas.
Diabolic image of the city and the sea, the chaos and the carnage that resides you in me. Decapitation, poisons, hellish not a boy, you won't need 3D glasses to pass me on the store. Edgar Allan Poe, not exactly the door next door. No Nosferatu visit present, naked women here. A mind on further, mind on bed is all we have here. Troop fried around things, flooded to the stage, then your expectations home. Stories of Edgar Allan Poe. We give you the soliloquy of the raven at the door. Flame and pencil, the moving walls, no equilibrium. No ballast, no bombast, the unvarnished truth we got. Mind swoons guiltily, cooking ravens in a pot. Edgar Allan Poe.
Poe se exigía el rigor que le permitiera extraer de cada vocablo la interminable variedad de sus matices, porque la hechura de un poema, a final de cuentas para él, era un acto de rigor y de lucidez. Poe compuso el poema The Raven, El Cuervo, bajo una severa disciplina. Meditó en todos sus detalles, desde la gradación de las estrofas hasta el sonido y la extensión de las sílabas, desde el tema hasta la combinación de los símbolos que expondrían los diversos ángulos de su significado. La modernidad que caracterizó su trabajo artístico estuvo determinada por su capacidad para moverse entre lo preciso y lo indeterminado, entre la geometría y el sueño. Por eso se volvió universal y trascendente, un autor al que habría que revisar una y otra vez. Hoy podemos ubicar a ese poema en otra red de relaciones y desde luego no será la última. Eso es lo que tienen las obras clásicas, siempre admiten nuevas lecturas. Poe lo sabía e hizo que la lucidez aplicada a su composición poética no fuera incompatible con el hecho de que el poema continuara siendo un objeto indeterminado, infinito y cuyo sentido fluyera en distintas direcciones. Lo que él escribió fue una partitura que los demás deben ejecutar para extraer de ella sus innumerables posibilidades, para reconstruirla cada vez que se lea, para hacer de ella un patrimonio de todos y de nadie.
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, "only this and nothing more." Muttering, I got up weakly, always I've had trouble sleeping. Stumbling upright, my mind racing, furtive thoughts flowing once more, I there hoping for some sunrise, happiness would be a surprise. Loneliness, no longer a prize. Rapping at my chamber door, seeking out the clever boar, lost in dreams forevermore, only this and nothing more. Hovering, my pulse was racing, stale tobacco, my lips tasting, scotch sitting upon my basin, remnants of the night before, came again, infernal tapping on the door, and in my mind jabbing, is it in or outside rapping, calling out to me once more, the fit and fury of Lenore, nameless here, forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, oh, wind, stop breathing! Hoping yet to calm my breathing, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some lost visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, this is it and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming fantasies no mortal dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered name, Lenore. This I thought, and out loud whispered from my lips, the foul name festered, echoing itself, merely this and nothing more. Back into my chamber, turning every nerve within me, burning, when once again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my iron staircase. Open the door to see what thread is. Open the window, free the shutters, let us this mystery explore. Oh, bursting heart, be still this once, and let this mystery explore. It is the wind and nothing more. Just one epithet I muttered, as inside I gagged and shuddered, when with manly flirt and flutter in there flew a stately raven, sleek and ravenous as any foe, not the least obeisance made he, not a minute's gesture toward me of recognition or politeness, but perched above my chamber door, this foul and salivating visage insinuating with its knowledge, perched above my chamber door, silent sat and staring, nothing more. Askance, askew, the self-said fancy smiles at you, I swear, at this savage, vicious countenance it wears. Though you show here, shorn and shaven, and I admit myself forlorn and craven, ghastly, grim, an ancient raven wandering from the opiate shores, tell me what thy lordly name is, that you are not nightmare sewage, some dire powder drink or inhalation framed from flames of downtown lore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, sitting lonely, staring sickly at my male sex only, that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Pathetic! Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather that he fluttered, till finally was I that muttered as I stared dully at the floor.
Other friends have flown and left me, flown as each and every hope has flown before, as you no doubt will for the morrow, but the bird said, nevermore. Then I felt the air grow denser, perfumed from some unseen incense, as though accepting angelic intrusion, when in fact I felt collusion before the guise of false memories' respite. Respite through the haze of cocaine's glory, I smoke and smoke the blue vial's glory to forget at once the base Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bend above us, by that God we both ignore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, willful and destructive intent, how had lapsed a pure heart lady to the greediest of needs. Sweaty, arrogant, dickless liar, who ascribed to nothing higher than a jab from prick to needle, straight to betrayal and disgrace, the conscience showing not a trace, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I yelled upstarting, get thee back into the tempest, into the smoke-filled bottle shore. Leave no black plume as a token of the slime thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit as those have quit before. Take the talon from my heart and see that I can care no more. Whatever mattered came before, I vanished with the dead Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. But the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, silent, sitting above a painting, silent painting of the forever silenced whore, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight over him streaming throws his shadow to the floor. I love she who hates me more. I love she who hates me more. And my soul shall not be lifted from that shadow. Nevermore.
Y el cuervo nunca emprendió el vuelo. Aún sigue posado, en el pálido busto de Palas, en el dintel de la puerta de mi cuarto, y sus ojos tienen la apariencia de los de un demonio que está soñando, y la luz de la lámpara que sobre él se derrama tiende en el suelo su sombra, y mi alma, del fondo de esa sombra que flota por el suelo, no podrá liberarse nunca más.
Under the intense scrutiny of Lucia's eyes, I have felt the full knowledge and force of their expression.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.
And yet been unable to possess it, and have felt to leave me. So many other things have left,
so many other things have left.
The letter half read,
letter half read.
The bottle half drunk,
the bottle half drunk.
Finding,
finding,
finding in the commonest objects of the universe.
Hey.
A circle of analogies. Of metaphors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For that expression.
That expression.
Which has been willfully withheld from me.
Withheld from me.
The access to that. Inner soul denied.
Inner soul denied.
I wanna know.
I wanna know.
El rock es heredero directo del romanticismo y sus poetas también lo son. Se han negado a hacer una distinción entre el arte y la vida. Personalidad sobresaliente de dicha escena ha sido
Lou Reed
desde los años 60, con sus letras crudas, incisivas y cargadas de poética urbana. Reed, durante todos estos años, ha rendido tributo a sus maestros primigenios, Delmore Schwartz, Charles Baudelaire, Arthur Rimbaud y sobre todo a Edgar Allan Poe, hombres señalados para un extraño destino y una extraña actividad, la escritura, misma que los convirtió en seres angélicos o demoníacos, según se quiera ver, entes que sufrieron el desgarramiento de pertenecer a una sociedad hostil hacia la poesía. Por eso se volvieron sus impugnadores y disidentes. Reed le brindó un homenaje al último con el disco titulado The Raven.
Estos son los relatos de Edgar Allan Poe, quien no era exactamente el chico de al lado.
Canta el rockero neoyorquino después de una introducción dramática saturada del estruendo de los saxofones.
We saw no need for it. The paradoxical something which we may call perverseness. Perverseness. Oh yeah. Through its promptings we act without comprehensible object. We act for the reason we should not.
We should not.
We act for the reason we should not.
Should not.
For certain minds, this is absolutely irresistible.
Irresistible.
Irresistible. The conviction of the wrong or impolicy of an action.
Yeah.
Is often the unconquerable force. The unconquerable force.
Yeah.
It is a primitive impulse.
Primitive impulse.
It is a primitive impulse.
Oh, yeah.
Primitive impulse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The overwhelming tendency. The overwhelming tendency to do. Wrong for the wrong sake.
Wrong for the wrong sake.
To do wrong for the wrong sake. We persist in acts. Because we feel that we should not persist in them. Because we feel we should not persist in them. Ooh. So I wanna know.
Y vaya que tiene razón Lou Reed. Poe, el cual murió producto del alcohol y las drogas, escribió sobre el mal, los crímenes, la amenaza de la muerte y la vida después de esta. Fue creador de géneros. Sus poemas y relatos están empapados de angustia y de visiones aciagas, ni más ni menos. Hace años se estrenó en Hamburgo, Alemania, la producción Poetry, la segunda pieza de teatro musical escrita por Lou Reed. La primera fue Time Rocker, con una puesta en escena en colaboración con el director Robert Wilson, que se basa en la vida y obra del autor decimonónico. El disco de Reed, que lleva el nombre del poema más famoso de Poe, The Raven, fue el soundtrack de dicho montaje.
I have a guardian angel, keep him in my head. When I'm afraid and alone, I call him to my bed. I have a guardian angel who keeps bad things from me. The only way to ruin it would be for me not to trust me. The only way to ruin it would be for me not to trust me.
Thank you. guardian angel who's often saved my life. Through malevolent storms and crystal drums, the angel on my right. Has lifted me up and set me down, always showing me what's right. And if my instinct proved me wrong, the angel set it right. And if my instinct proved me wrong, the angel set it right. Have a guardian angel, I keep him in my head. When I'm having nightmares, he shows me dreams instead. I have a ring, I have a dress, I have an empty shell.
En sus textos, Reed entreteje detalles biográficos de la vida del atormentado autor
con sus escritos más conocidos, poniendo énfasis en la ironía presente y sombría en todos ellos,
así como en la capacidad de Poe de asomarse a las profundidades del alma humana,
con sus miedos y temores. Muy atractivo el punto en sí mismo, pero lo mejor del tema es que viene empacado en una colección de canciones muy sólidas. Además, The Raven, el disco, cuenta con la producción de Hal Wilmer, encargado de gran número de bandas sonoras y discos de tributo, y una gran lista de invitados especiales. Laurie Anderson y el actor William Defoe se encargan de los tracks de Spoken Word, por ejemplo.
Panic and anxiety, so often in my head. But I had a guardian angel who took care of me instead. The champagne cork, the nightlight owl, a raven and a duck. The seed of pining parents and your despairing love. The seed of pining parents and your despairing love. Both have charmed lives, can change all things about. I had a guardian angel, that's what this is all about. I have a guardian angel, I keep him in my head. When I'm alone and become afraid, he saved my life instead. When I'm alone and become afraid, he saved my life instead.
A David Bowie se le escucha en la carta Hop Frog al cantante indie Anthony de Anthony and the Johnsons, con una versión bizarra de un tema imperecedero, Perfect Day. El actor Steve Buscemi canta Broadway Song, que resulta sarcástica en este contexto, mientras que Kate y Anna McGregor prestan la libertad de sus voces a por lo menos tres cortes. Asimismo, el legendario jazzista Ornette Coleman y su sax alto trazan intrincados círculos en torno al riff repetido de la guitarra en la pieza Guilty, y The Blind Boys from Alabama catapultan hasta el cielo con sus conocidas acrobacias vocales el groove del blues gospel I Wanna Know.
guilty, guilty. Guilty, I'm paralyzed with guilt. It runs through me like a rain through the sea. Guilty, my mind won't leave me alone. My teeth all rotten, my lips start to foam, 'cause I'm so guilty. Guilty, guilty. Ooh, guilty. What did I say? What did I say? What did I do? Did I ever do it to you? Don't turn your back. I can't look you in the eye. Guess I'm guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Guilty, 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 guilty. Don't do that.
Entre todo eso, Lou Reed sigue sonando como él mismo, a veces con un rock duro, o bien cantando con delicadez, siempre inspirado. Lo acompaña como siempre su grupo formado por Mike Radke, guitarra, Fernando Saunders, bajo, y Tony Smith, batería. Ya sea que se le vea como un homenaje a Poe, o como una colección temática de canciones, The Raven es un álbum de proporciones monumentales.
Cut off my head, cut off my head, cut off my head, hang me from the yard arm. Guilty, I'm paralyzed with guilt. I got a bad thought, sir. I got an evil flip. Guilty.
La sensación del misterio escondido en el acto de la creación lleva a los poetas Poe y Reed al hallazgo de estados recónditos, pertenecientes a ciertos momentos emocionales que cambian las letras comunes y corrientes en valores del espíritu. Quita el pico de mi pecho, deja mi alma en soledad, dijo el cuervo. Nunca más.
You remember when you were a baby?
Do 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 you have a jury?
Yeah.
Do you have a verdict? Guilty as charged. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. Do they have a verdict? Do they have a verdict? I'm guilty. You're guilty.
Babel 21, un programa de Sergio Monsalvo, producción a cargo de Pita Cortés, Roberto Hernández y Hugo Enrique Sánchez.
Mil sesenta AM, Radio Educación.